Glory to Jesus Christ. We celebrate today a wonderful feast. Feast of the moment, or remember this moment when Christ fulfilled his promise he gave to apostles when he said that I will send you a helper. I am sent you comforter. And he was talking about Holy Spirit, and really, and they Pentecost, he sends Holy Spirit upon apostles. And not only our tropar of the feast, not only readings, shows us that how huge transformation this Holy Spirit did in the hearts of these apostles, how they were transformed, how they were changed, full, and they became full of joy and courage and zeal and fear, really different people. How powerful is Holy Spirit. And we are thankful today that each of us whose baptism was sealed by chrismation, but is receiving the same gift of Holy Spirit, that we are thankful for that, that the same gift was given to us. It's amazing what God does for us. But we don't feel that so intensive as those apostles. Something is wrong. Many times we believe we got this gift, but where are we? How can we compare with these holy apostles which were transformed, changed, full of this Holy Spirit? The truth is, and we have to think about this today because it can help us, thing is that, yes, we got gift of the Holy Spirit, but truth is that the Holy Spirit can leave us. Holy Spirit can leave us because he doesn't live where there is no clean heart. And it happens. Look, as far as look in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, we can read them about this fight in heaven when angel, this beautiful angel Lucifer, I don't know if I pronounce this better, well, good in English, but he could see God. He was in the presence of God. And with the other angels, he said, I am not going to serve you. And his pride and his egoism transformed this beautiful angel to Satan. This pride and egoism, I am not going to serve you, God, transform all those angels who followed him to demons. And if we read further, we can read about our forefather Adam, who was in the garden, in paradise. He lived in this presence of God. He could see God from face to face. You know, everything was given to him, even this breath of God, which gave him life. But he was disobedient to God because of pride and egoism. And before God let him out, God approached him. Actually, he asked him, Adam, what have you done? And Adam had wonderful chance to confess, oh my Lord, you know, my God, I sinned. I made a mistake. No, He didn't use this opportunity. How different world would look like if he makes different answer, different, if he has different attitude. God gave him chance, and Adam didn't use this chance, and he lost paradise. He lost this possibility to see God from face to face. He lost this, his dwelling with God in one place. And he was sent out of paradise. And if you read Bible more, we can see how a chain of bad things started to happen in mankind, in life of people. And up till now, we suffer because of that. We suffer because of this chain of evil which started, which came to the world because of that. Did he lose this God's breath? Did he lose paradise? He did. And we can lose paradise. We can lose Holy Spirit because he is that one who gives us this foretaste of paradise in our mouth, in our hearts. We can lose it if we are slaves of egoism and pride. Why this happened? And I think that this is the biggest problem the modern world is, that which caused me to say this, to make this statement, is that we people of this modern world, we lost ability to say to God, I sinned. We lost this ability to say this, to realize that, to bow our head in front of God. I think this is the reason why we suffer so much, and we are witnesses of many things. We are going downhill everywhere because we try to show God how smart we are. We want to show to the world and to God that we are great, we are wonderful, and we should be celebrated. We showed him to God all our certificates or achievements we reached, we done, and we said, wow, look, accept this because I did something in my life. But true is the opposite. You can read in the Bible that righteous man, in the language of righteous, holy man, sins 7 times per day. Why Bible says this? And there is a huge truth there. 7 is a symbol in Bible of fullness. 7 is symbol of multitude, infinity, wholeness. And Bible says that while holy man sins countless during the day. St. John, his letter says, well, if you say that you don't sin, you are a liar. Well, and it's true. And if we read Holy Fathers and those who are teachers of spiritual life, many times we can find there these horrible words that they said, one bad thought can cause that you lose your salvation. One bad thought. And they are not talking about our words. They are not talking too much. They are talking about one bad thought can cause that we can lose our salvation. And if we realize that, and if we test our mind and our thoughts, So it seems to me that we should like to be like non-stop saying to God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And this is the reason why we have this prayer, Jesus' prayer, and why we have this example of all those saints who said this prayer again, 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 because they knew that they are in constant fight for salvation. That they always constantly have to beg for forgiveness because they are sinners. But this is way, if we learn to say this, if we bow down, and if we say, well, I need God's grace, I need God's forgiveness. When I bow down, I say, well, oh Lord, what I am is just, I am poor being who needs your mercy, and please forgive me for everything what I am doing. Please forgive me. This is the moment when we open our heart and Holy Spirit comes to our heart, to our being, and He makes this transformation in us. This is the only way how we can open our heart to God's Spirit who was given to us, and we let Him out because we preferred live in darkness outside of paradise, that we were not able to say, to express and to testify that something wrong is in our life and we need God's forgiveness. And this is maybe this message of this feast, that how God takes care of us. He doesn't leave us alone, and He sends us help. Holy Spirit, who can change our life if we allow Him. And the first step how to allow Him to enter is to bow down, to admit that we need it, to admit that we need God's forgiveness. When we need His help to transform our thoughts, words, actions. I try to ask during this liturgy, our Lord, give us grace. May we are able to see our heart in the right light. Give us desire to make our hearts clean. Give us grace. May we are able to really say from our heart, I sinned, forgive me, because we don't want to lose paradise. Because we don't want to live in this exile, because we want to fix our life and make it whole. Let's beg for this from all our heart. If we ask, we will get. We will get Holy Spirit, who has power to transform totally our lives. Amen.